And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If I sound a little more quiet than I normally am, it's because I was deep into research before the radio show started, and I'm still in that mindset. I'm still trying to discover information, because that's part of what I do here, is I give you information that you can use, information that's accurate, information that is relevant to your situation, and then I give you the opportunity to put that information into play. Now, one of the reasons you're here is you're either bored and you're tired of everything else that's on radio, or you have an interest in real estate investing. Maybe it's the idea that I shared with you in the past that you could retire yourself in 5 years or less by buying real estate assets instead of doing what you're doing right now. Maybe it's a conversation that I've had with a home inspector, by, of all people, that got you to understand that no matter what you know and what you don't know, you can surround yourself with people that know a lot more than you, that can bring you information that you can use, which you can use to not only make an informed decision with, but also to educate yourself with. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. So while I was thinking about all this stuff, I realized that many of you, you've done it. Many of you are college graduates. Some of you have your master's degree. Some of you have your PhD. You're credentialed out. I know people that are members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have like 4, 5, 6 degrees, because they were taught as part of growing up that the way to achieve success in life was to go to school, get good grades, get into a good college, get more good grades so that you could get a job and get into the workforce, and then spend, you know, 40, 50, 60 years trading time for money, trying to build up something called a 401k. And then hopefully at some point in your future self's life, you retire yourself. So you stop making money from the job. There's no more income, and you start relying on that bag of money that you built up, and you hope that you die before you run out of money. I mean, that is a true problem that is plaguing our senior citizens in this beautiful country of ours. I mean, there's a lot of senior citizens that followed that plan that ran out of money. And now they found that in their golden years, instead of just hanging out and enjoying the things that they always wanted to do, they've got to go back into the workforce. They got to go back and trade time for money because they need an income stream again, because they can't make ends meet. So what does this rant have to do with you? Well, it has everything to do with you, because what I'm going to talk about is I'm going to talk about education. Now, I'm not going to talk about the political side of the world where, you know, the current president of the United States is saying that he wants to shut down the Department of Education. And there's, you know, half of America is for that. Half of America is against that. Regardless of which side of the fence you're on, I'm not talking about that. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how do you educate yourself so that you can learn the things that you need to learn, so that you can start taking advantage of real estate investing. How long does that take? Well, depending on what process you follow, it could take a weekend or it could take a year. No, I'm serious about that, a weekend or a year. Why do I say a weekend or a year? Well, if you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, the first thing that you do is you go through the 16-hour Financial Freedom Seminar. It's normally held on the weekends, but we do have a 4-part version of it that we run middle of the week in the middle of the month. And that's designed for people that don't have access to their weekends. What I'm trying to convey to you is that we, as part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community, can educate you enough so that you can become a sophisticated real estate investor. You can become sophisticated, you can become knowledgeable, and you can be prepared to go out and buy your first real estate asset after attending a weekend event. Now, it's not a bunch of hype. I'm not blowing smoke up your chimney. I'm the recipient of attending that training. Now, I will tell you this about that training. It's not a bunch of fluff. It is designed to teach you the things that you need to understand. It's designed to teach you to question some of the understanding that you currently have and to look at things from a different viewpoint. When you attend the Financial Freedom Seminar, we're going to work on your brain a little bit. We are. We're going to get in your head, and we're going to talk to you about things that you believe are true, and then we're going to show you things that are actually true that you may not believe are true. Things like, yeah, you can retire yourself in 5 years or less. Now, it depends on what resources you start with. It depends on how much income you're trying to replace. Everybody starts in a different place. Now, I started in a different place than probably the majority of you are starting from. Let me give you my background. I left the United States Army after 27 years of service. I retired and I found myself in Fort Living Room, and I didn't have enough money to cover my expenses of living, because even though I earned a pension, that pension only paid me one third of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. And I had to get back into the workforce because even though I owned real estate, I was doing it wrong and I had not taken advantage of everything that real estate could do for me. And so it was really just kind of like a boat anchor. It was just kind of there and I wasn't really doing great things with it. Well, when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and I went through the Financial Freedom Seminar, it was an eye opener. All right. So I asked AI a simple question and I got a fairly complex response. That's kind of what AI does, right? It takes your simple question and it tries to analyze the root meaning of what you're trying to ask, and it tries to give you enough information that it gives you a complete answer to the question. That's what I think AI is trying to do. So here's the question I asked AI. I said, how long does it take for one to educate themselves on the correct way to buy single family and multifamily assets? And you know what AI did? It gave me a response. It did. It said, the time it takes to educate yourself on buying single family and multifamily real estate assets depends on your starting knowledge, your learning pace, and the depth of expertise you aim to achieve. And then it breaks it down. It says, with regards to the factors that influence your learning timeline, it gave me five different things to consider. It said, number one, your prior knowledge. If you're starting with no real estate experience, it may take longer than if you have some background in finance, property management, or related fields. Well, I can't argue that negatively, because I think there's some wisdom to what AI said. I think if you have some knowledge about real estate, I think it benefits you. But just because you have a background in finance, a background in property management, or related fields, doesn't necessarily make you an expert in real estate investing, the owner side of the equation. So let's see what else they said. They said learning method, self-study, books, podcasts, online courses, this radio show, is slower but flexible. Structured programs like mentorships, real estate courses, can accelerate learning. So what they're pointing out there is that there's really two ways you can go about this education process. You can do it yourself, and you can get some books, you can buy some courses, you can listen to all of the Lifestyles Unlimited real estate investor radio shows that you can stomach. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is the way I told you that I did it back in 2017. I just became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and submitted myself to the education. And 16 hours later, bam, was I smarter. Big time smarter. All right, what else is AI saying about the factors influencing learning time? It says, there's a complexity of assets. In other words, Single-family homes are simpler to understand than multifamily properties, which involve more complex financing, management, and valuation. Well, I would argue that a little bit. And here's why I would argue that a little bit. The financing is a little more complex, but at the end of the day, once you understand how the financing works, it actually works pretty effectively in multifamily as well as it does in single family. And once you understand how those financing environments work, you're going to be just fine. Management. Yeah, little bit different management styles. When you're buying a bunch of single families, you've got single family assets scattered around in different locations, so you don't have all of your doors under one roof. Unlike multifamily, where you might have all of your doors either under one roof or at least all the buildings on the same parcel of land. And valuation? Yeah, I'm going to agree with the AI here. Valuation is completely different. You have to understand there is a way to value single family properties and there's a way to value multifamily properties, and they're different. They're very different. We've talked about this on this show in the past. I'm not going to go into it on today's show, but I may go into it on a future show because I know you're going, hey, man, I'm trying to learn. But what I'm trying to do now is just comment on the factors influencing your learning time. What about goals? Do you think goals have an impact? Are you aiming for basic competence to buy just one rental property? Or do you want a deep understanding so that you can build a portfolio? The former takes a little less time. All you have to do is learn about single family, learn enough to be dangerous, go out and execute it, and then you're done because you just decided all you're going to do is buy one single family asset, which probably is not going to get you to a place of retirement. But if you decide to build a portfolio, it takes a little more sophistication to do that because you have to learn how to buy that first asset and then transition that asset into the rental property that you're converting it into and then get it leased out and then operate that property, concurrently picking up your next property, getting it through rehab, getting the right resident to move in, getting that to a stabilization point so that you can get to work on property number three. Sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? It's really not. It sounds like it's way more work than it really is. That's the way I describe it. All right, what about your time commitment? Because if you're gonna learn, you have to dedicate some time to learning. Now, AI suggests you could do full-time study. In other words, you could spend 40 hours a week, and that is faster than doing part-time studying, which is 5 to 10 hours per week. Here's the problem. You're already doing something full-time, aren't you? The majority of you listening to me are already doing something full-time that takes a lot of your time, attention, and mental space, right? It does. And then you come home and you've got a family, right? And they expect your time. And really, that's where you'd rather be spending your time is with your family, right? So where does the education fall in? Falls in third place or worse, right? So when I tell you joining an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited that gives you the opportunity to attend the Financial Freedom course, as a matter of fact, you got to attend it. I mean, if you don't attend it, you're just wasting your money, number one. Number two, if you don't attend it, you don't get the information you're looking for. And number three, if you don't attend it, you do not get started on building your portfolio up so that you can get to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. It's as simple as that. Now, I asked AI, what does the timeline look like? I mean, how much time are we talking about somebody contributing to education? Well, here's the rough timeline that AI came up with. It recommended if you're just going to do single family houses, that it's going to take 3 to 6 months. And you know what I say on that? That's a long time. That's a long time. And then it goes on to say, if you want intermediate knowledge, that takes 6 to 12 months. Man, that's an even longer amount of time. And then if you want actionable expertise, in other words, the ability to go out and pull the trigger and do all this stuff, 12 to 18 months. 12 to 18 months is way too long for you to educate yourself and get out there and get in the trenches and do what you are capable of doing. you are able to pull all of this off. Literally, literally, you could get it done by next week. I'm serious. You could join Lifestyles Unlimited right now. You could join today. You could be in the classroom this weekend. You could be learning everything you need to learn, and then you could be putting everything you learned into motion next Monday. It's as simple as that. When we come back from the break, more on education. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so today by talking about how long does it really take for you to educate yourself. Now, here's one of the things that I've noticed, this kind of a trend that I've noticed amongst new Lifestyles Unlimited members. And I get an opportunity to meet a lot of our new members because I go out and I network. I do all the things that I'm supposed to do as a real estate investor. And part of that is meeting other people and helping other people understand what I understand, kind of what I'm doing on this radio show for you. But more importantly, one of the things that I've noticed is that new members tend to get into something called analysis paralysis. They do. They want to understand the information. They probably are educated at the collegiate level, probably have a master's degree or higher. And what they remember about education is that education was designed to be like a major grind. Remember? Remember when education was a major grind? You had to read all this stuff in textbooks, and then you had to listen to the lecture, and then you had to go do some research, and then you had to write a paper that articulated that you understood the subject matter, and then you had to have your paper evaluated, and then your paper came back, and you were either happy or not happy with your grade. In the meantime, the education was going on, the process was continuing, and you just recall that it was just a big, long, multi-year grind to get your education done, right? Right? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And even those of you that didn't go to college, you still went through the grind. You still did it in high school. Yeah, now you may have been smarter than your teachers and you may have been able to, you know, get by without doing a bunch of work. And that's cool on you if you could have done that. But at the end of the day, when it comes to real estate investing education, AI is telling me that it takes a lot of time. And I'm not agreeing with AI here because I've been through the Lifestyles Unlimited education process, and it doesn't take the amount of time that AI is suggesting. So what is this amount of time that I'm referring to? Well, AI says for single family homes, in order for you to achieve basic competence, it's going to take you 3 to 6 months. 3 to 6 months. It's too long. Intermediate knowledge, 6 to 12 months. Too long. Actionable expertise, 12 to 18 months. That's a year and a half, folks. Yeah, that's way too long. I will tell you this, once you go through the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Education Seminar, the 16-hour class, you know what you know, and you're ready to go. Yeah, you educate yourself, and then you get to work putting into motion everything you were just taught how to do by a Lifestyles Unlimited member who just happens to be a multimillionaire, who just happens to love teaching his or her fellow members. That's how the community rolls. Now, when it comes to this multifamily education, AI is even more brutal. It's even more brutal. It says it's going to take you 6 to 12 months to get the basic competence down. I don't think so. I don't think you're dumb. I don't think you're dumb at all. I think the concepts in multifamily, are pretty easy to learn. It's just nobody's bothered to teach them to you before. And then it goes on to say for intermediate knowledge, 12 to 14 months, like 2 years to develop intermediate knowledge. Way too long. Actionable expertise, 1.5 to 3 years. AI, have you lost your mind? Does AI have a mind? Anyway, what I'm pointing out is 3 years. We have Lifestyles Unlimited members that join and retire themselves within 3 years using multifamily, doing what AI says is going to take you up to 3 years to absorb the information and understand it. That's the slow boat, folks. You do not want to be on the slow boat. You want to be on the fast boat. The fast boat is Lifestyles Unlimited. And I know for a fact Lifestyles Unlimited is running a pretty aggressive special right now. And if you text the word radio to 88007, you're going to get an opportunity to take advantage of that really radical special. It is a lower price point than what I paid when I became a member back in 2017. Now, you might think I'm bitter about that, and I'm not. I'm really not. I'm just happy that Lifestyles Unlimited is able to get that price point down lower in a time period where everybody seems to be raising prices, right? You know what I'm talking about. All right, so let's get back into this learning model. What does AI say you need to learn? It says for both single family and multifamily assets, it wants you to understand market analysis. In other words, to identify high potential markets that have good job growth, population growth trends, the things that we're going to teach you about in the Financial Freedom Seminar. You don't need to research every market in the United States. What you need to do is educate yourself and then go figure out, based off the education you receive, what markets interest you and then research those markets. That's how it rolls. So when it comes to market analysis, it's covered in the Financial Freedom Seminar. It is. What else is in there? They want you to learn about financing, mortgages, commercial loans, private money, creative strategies, blah, 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 blah. All right. At the end of the day, we're going to teach you the financing strategies you need to understand, and we're not going to teach you a ton of them. We're not. We're going to teach you about hard money. We're going to teach you about bridge loans. We're going to teach you about conventional financing. We're going to talk to you about VA and FHA. And at the end of the day, you don't need to know a whole lot more. You just need to know what loan products are out there that can support what you're trying to do. And more importantly, what loan products support what you're trying to accomplish, which is more important. That is way more important. AI thinks you need to understand valuation. And you know what? I agree. It says you need to learn how to calculate returns, like return on investment. You have to understand what cap rates are. You have to understand what cash flow is. Guess what we're going to beat into your brain when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you go to the Financial Freedom Seminar? Exactly that information. Because that's information you have floating around in your mind, because it's information you're going to draw on consistently. AI thinks you need to understand due diligence. What is due diligence? Those are things like inspections, title searches, researching zoning laws, things that have an impact on your property. Do we teach you that stuff at Lifestyles Unlimited? We do. As a matter of fact, I just taught you that because I just had 3 radio shows over the last 3 weeks where I talked about putting a home inspector on your team and why it was so important to have a home inspector on your team. And more importantly, I brought 2 different home inspectors on that just happened to be Lifestyles Unlimited members as well as Lifestyles Unlimited vendors, and they spilled their guts. They conveyed to you why it's cheap money to hire a home inspector, because they're going to give you so much information you may overlook on your own. So where do you learn that stuff? Well, you can learn it in a book, or you can just become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, attend the Financial Freedom Seminar, and in doing so, absorb the information that way. All right, let's move on. So the last thing I'm going to talk about with regards to what AI thinks you need to focus on is the legal and the tax environment of real estate investing. You have to understand what tax benefits are out there that benefit you as the real estate investor. There are things like depreciation, which we cover in the Financial Freedom Seminar. There are things like 1031 exchanges, which we cover in the Financial Freedom Seminar. And there are things like local regulations that you have to be aware of. And guess what we do? We tend to cover those in the Financial Freedom Seminar. And more importantly, what we cover is we cover the how to figure out where that information is. Because it's really not that difficult to educate yourself in any of these things that AI brought up, whether it's market analysis, financing, valuation, due diligence management, or the legal and tax environments of real estate investing. All of these things are covered when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I know some of you want to do it on your own. Some of you think, you know what? I don't want to spend the couple hundred bucks it's going to take to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and have them package all that education in a nice, neat little bow for me. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with testing. Oh, by the way, we don't test you. I don't want to deal with exams. I just told you we don't test you. I don't want to deal with, you know, going to class. Well, you got to go to class, or you could attend the class in the privacy of your own home, because the majority of the Financial Freedom Seminars that we provide are also, they're not only presented live and in person, they're presented live and on the internet. Yeah. So you might, let's say, hypothetically, there's a class coming up this weekend in Dallas-Fort Worth, and you want to attend. But there's a problem. You don't live anywhere near Dallas-Fort Worth. You live in, let's say, New York State. How do you attend? Virtually. You attend virtually. You attend the Financial Freedom Seminar through the internet, like everybody else that can't make it live and in person. Now, if you can make it live and in person, I think that's better. I think it's much better, because one of the things that you get by attending in person is you get the networking opportunities, which are a little bit more difficult to obtain when you're sitting at home, not networking with anybody. And just putting your name into a chat box is not really networking. Networking is talking to other people. Part of the value of being a real estate investor. Part of the value of finding potentially where your next deal might come from, because maybe somebody knows something that you don't know and they told you. Oh, that's pretty cool stuff, right? All right, but I get it. Some of you want to try it on your own. Okay, gotcha. I get it. You want some recommendations as to what you might want to take a look at if you're going to do this on your own? Okay, there's a book out there that I read in my late 20s. Maybe my early 30s, not sure. It's been a while since I've read it, but it was a good primer for becoming a real estate investor. The problem with this book is it doesn't really provide you a tactical roadmap like Lifestyles Unlimited provides you. The book itself is outstanding, and I think you should read it. Whether you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member or not, I think you should read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. As a matter of fact, that book is on the Lifestyles Unlimited recommended reading list. There is another book out there that I think might help you if you want to do multifamily investing. And it's called The ABCs of Real Estate Investing by Ken McElroy. Gives you a pretty good insight as to how multifamily investment works. But again, it's not necessarily tailored to your needs. It's a little more general, and doesn't necessarily give you that tactical roadmap that Lifestyles Unlimited gives you. Now, if you're looking for stuff to learn online, there's a site out there called biggerpockets.com that provides a lot of good real estate investing information. The problem with Bigger Pockets is that the information is not qualified. So you might get one piece of information that's just outstanding, just well researched, well presented, makes total sense. It's completely accurate and valid. And then you might get another piece of information that's not what the first piece was. In other words, not well researched, not well put together, full of opinion, not facts. Yeah. So that's one of the problems with Bigger Pockets. Now, the more educated you become, the easier it is to pick out the things that are good for you as opposed to the things that are bad. Again, I think you should just become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and avoid all that. But I understand you might want to do this on your own. When it comes to networking, what should you do? Well, one way to do it is become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because we've got ambassadors all across the United States of America that put together meetup events, which are designed specifically for education and mentoring and networking. And it's awesome. It is awesome. But there are other local real estate investment groups that meet across the country. And all you got to do is find them. Find them. I mean, I live in the San Antonio area. The greater San Antonio market is my backyard. I know of several other real estate investment groups that are out there in San Antonio that are not a part of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. They're their own thing. Doesn't make them bad. Doesn't make them good. Just means they're out there. It means they're out there for you if that's what you're interested in. And the other thing AI is highly recommending that you get, and I can't agree with AI more on this, is mentorship. It specifically says, partner with an experienced investor that can cut your learning time significantly. And I will tell you that I think that's one of the secrets to success that Lifestyles Unlimited has. Not only does it provide dedicated mentoring services, if that's what you choose to do, but you can also get information from your fellow members that maybe have gone before you, and they're willing to share with you their experiences. I mean, I went to a meetup not too long ago, and I sat down with a nice couple, and they were talking about a rental property that they were just in the process of acquiring. And this rental property has got some foundation problems to it, and they've never experienced foundation work, and they were a little nervous about it. Now, I'm not a mentor, but I am a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member, and I'm a guy that has done foundation work, not physically myself. I paid somebody else to do it, but I've had foundation work done in the exact same market that they're purchasing the property in. I was able to tell them about three different foundation projects that I had in the area. One was really easy. One was a little difficult. One was very difficult. So I explained to them the pros and cons of all three. I explained to them what the situation was with my different properties so that they could kind of compare it to the property that they're buying so that they could get in their mind what they thought it might be to do the foundation repairs. And the other thing that I shared with them is that when you do foundation work, expect your plumbing work to increase, because when they're putting that property back on level, it can break plumbing lines. It can break feed lines. It can break waste lines. It can break it all. And you have to have a plan in place to remedy that. So it's a good idea to understand how that foundation thing works. How does it work when they level things out? It's always a good opportunity to talk with somebody else who's been there, done that, who can share with you information about what you're about ready to go through. And then you can give them your phone number and say, hey, you know what? Here's my phone number. If you got any other questions, I'm not an expert, but I've done several of them, so I can kind of give you an idea. So if you think a contractor might be blowing smoke up your chimney, give me a call. They didn't call. You know why? Because they've got a great contractor. Because while I was sitting at that table, two other Lifestyles Unlimited members said, oh, I used them. Yeah, when they were asked, well, what contractor are you using? Yeah, one guy over on this end of the table said, yeah, I used them. They were good. And another guy on the other side of the table said, yeah, I used them. They were good. So, I mean, that's good, right? That's really good. All right. Realistic expectations per AI. If you want to be a single family investor, be prepared to spend 6 to 12 months studying 5 to 10 hours per week. If you want to be a multifamily investor, expect 12 to 24 months to feel confident. And if you want to just do full-time study, dedicate 20 or more hours per week, you could have these timelines, or you could just do what I did. You could just do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited did. And that was to join Lifestyles Unlimited. So I'm going to give you an opportunity again to join Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm not going to tell you what the price point is, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you see it. So how do you get to this price point? You're going to get your phone out and you're going to text the word radio, R-A-D-I-O, to 88007. That's radio to 88007. And what that's going to do is that's going to put into motion an opportunity for you to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited right now. I want you to pull the trigger. If you're already this far in the radio show and I haven't convinced you that you need to be a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, then man, I just got to try harder next time, right? But at the end of the day, if you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, or text radio to 88007.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.